Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona,
Germany.
11 military intelligence company in Hona have kicked off their mission-specific training for 2013 with a visit from an Oxford University academic. Dr. Robert Johnson from Oxford's History Department ran a five-day course under the heading Insight and Understanding for Afghanistan for the intelligence corps personnel who are preparing for operations. Both the close support and counterintelligence sections of the MI section for 7th Armour Brigade took advantage of the visit. Captain Stuart Clark is OC Close Support Section. He said it was a fantastic opportunity for the company.
I mean, we've come back in after New Year and this has just really focused our minds on where we're going to this year. A great training package, a really ideal chance for new guys with no experience and also some experienced people as well to learn new stuff about Afghanistan, and it's relevant for what we're going to go and do on tour.
In spite of the recent influx of new personnel, Robert wanted the course to be both challenging and thought-provoking.
The sort of things we've been covering travels across from the tribal politics of Helmand, some of the basic tenets of Islam and how jihadi sort of formations in Afghanistan have corrupted and perverted some of the kind of true nature of Islam. We've looked at the former Soviet occupation periods, a whole variety of things.
The soldiers are used to being hands-on, and so the Oxford academic incorporated role-play activities, which aim to reveal more about Afghan culture, as well as a debate on the success of the counterinsurgency mission. Captain Clark said having a subject matter expert on hand was invaluable.
He knows what we need to hear, and he's giving us very much a distilled package as to what's going to be relevant for young soldiers going to go on tour, work with an infantry company on the ground, working with Afghans very closely with maybe the ANA, or just interacting with local people. So he's really giving that key message as opposed to giving them sort of 20 years worth of research.
He also brought things right up to date with advice on how to prevent insider attacks while working with local Afghans.
This issue, the green or blue, of course, is the one that worries most of our young men and women going out. Anything I can do to help them understand what are the trigger factors, what will just kick people over into that dangerous zone rather than just being slightly disgruntled with us. And I think the more that we therefore study a little bit of Afghan culture, the more that we understand them as individuals, the better equipped and better armoured we are to save our own people.
On the final day of study, I spoke to members of the company to find out what they'd got out of the course.
It's been intense at times, really fast going. Yeah, he knows his stuff and I've learned quite a lot, so yeah, it's been really useful.
Very interesting. I've just come out of a debate, first time ever doing that before. But yeah, it went well. I'm glad I did it. It can only increase confidence and knowledge.
It's quite important as well to get the academic perspective on things as well, as opposed to just a unique military perspective on the campaign.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Hona.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.